thank you to everybody who's listening for joining us for this very special Thornbury Radio event, where we are having a discussion about something that is very close to everybody's hearts that lives in Thornbury and the wider community, which is the Thornbury High Street. Now, in context, before I introduce you to our two speakers or representatives today, Thornbury High Street clearly became on everybody's radar as the traffic regulation order was put in place during the pandemic. So that was introduced by South Gloucestershire Council as a way of trying to limit the social contact people were having in June 2020. So that's where it all started. And for those of you that have followed the news since then, there have been a lot of changes along the High Street and proposed changes. And those have culminated in what we have currently, which is a one-way system up the High Street for those that need to access the shops for deliveries and pickups, those that need to park for a short time, and those that live up the High Street, but for no other vehicles. And currently, there are discussions going on as to where the High Street goes to next. And that's culminated in a parish poll that will take place on Thursday. And we'll talk about that further with our two guests. So I'm pleased to welcome Ashley. Welcome, Ashley.
Hello, thank you. Hello. Come on.
And I'm pleased to welcome Stephen as well. Welcome, Stephen.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much.
So to put it in context of where we're up to at the moment and the culminating poll that comes about on Thursday, Stephen, could you just explain to those listeners what sort of side of the debate, as it were, because it is a debate that has really got people quite divided in the community, which side of the debate you are representing today and in context as to why you've decided to talk about it?
Yeah, certainly. Like most people, I love the High Street. And I think the changes have certainly over COVID have made an impact on the High Street. And my thought is, or my belief is, that the High Street growth is best served by keeping it pedestrianised and making it pedestrianised, and then growing the service side of that industry. So my view is that it should remain for pedestrians and families and leisure.
Thank you, Stephen. And Ashley, I'll bring you in here. Which side of the debate are you representing?
I'm chairman of the Thornbury Town and District Residents Association. We were formed after the two large protests against the closure of the leisure centre last year. And we want it, the plans abandoned, it reopened as it was before, which would then give South Gloucester a chance to do the job again properly if they still wanted to make changes. So we want it, what is there now, we want stopped and brought back to the way it was, at least for the time being.
Okay, so two obviously differing views on it, and the views of the community are going to be put to the polls, as they say, and on the 26th of May, this Thursday, people have the chance to vote in a parish poll. We'll talk a little bit more about that later and how that might affect where the High Street gets to. You mentioned, Ashley, just then South Gloucestershire Council. And to be clear to listeners, neither of you are representing South Gloucestershire Council. We have approached them for comment and have put out statements from them, but unfortunately they couldn't give us a representative to come on air. What evidence do you have, Ashley, currently that you'd like to put forward to say why the High Street should go back to how it was and things shouldn't progress the way they are currently?
Well, one of the things is it can't be pedestrianised because although South Gloucester didn't realise it at the time, there's nowhere access to the shops and houses on the right-hand side. So they had to alter their initial plans to allow deliveries because there was no other way for the right-hand side of the road to get any deliveries. We've had contact from traders and the Chamber of Commerce saying the shops have lost between 15 and 30% in trade. The passing trade that many of the shops relied on is no longer there as people can't pass. One of the most famous shops was represented at the South Gloucester Council meeting on Wednesday, and his statements were along the lines of people don't bother coming. A number of his clients that he's been serving for 20, 30, 40 years don't come anymore. It's not worth the effort. We've got contact from numerous disabled and elderly people who don't come here anymore because they relied on being able to park on double yellow lines or in blue badge spaces, shop by the car, move up a few spaces, shop, move up, etc. They can't do that anymore. And one of the new ones with the plan is the bus stop will be in the middle of the single carriageway. When the bus stops, no one can get past. If an ambulance comes behind with blue lights, South Gloucester have told us the bus will get out of the way. How it will get out of the way, where it will go, we don't know. But if people are getting on and off the bus, the ambulance will be delayed when every second counts for saving a life. And the bus will have to finish getting people on or off or move them, then drive the whole length of the high street on the single carriageway. We've also been told by the fire service for the retained station, they have to go to the station when their buzzers go off. They're being delayed getting to the fire station to man the pumps. And then when they've manned the pumps, they're being delayed getting to a fire. So in both ways, the safety of the people of Thornbury and surrounding areas being affected, because again, if three mouthfuls of smoke is okay and four kills you, extra seconds there could be life and death. There's three, four shops that said they will leave or move. We have people on Rock Street who can no longer open their windows. I have lung problems since long COVID. I've had to move away from Rock Street because the fumes were so much that it was making me worse. I was struggling to breathe. And I know with, for example, the three elderly care homes that are on Rock Street and outside Tesco, that now have double the pollution outside on top of any other problems they may have. There's plenty of other anecdotal evidence of one example I saw was coming out of the Rock Street car park onto the main road. The bus was stopped in the bus stop. Somebody tried to turn right, but they couldn't see what was behind the bus. A bus behind the bus was stopped, also had to guess, and they came in a few feet of a head-on collision, because where the temporary bus stop is now, you can't see behind it if you're turning right. And if you're behind the bus, you want to go around it, you can't see what's coming out the Rock Street car park.
Okay. So yeah, lots of issues, as you say there, Ashley, and it's probably reasonable at this point to give Stephen a chance to cover some of those. Obviously, quite a lot to cover from what you've got, some detailed evidence there and some anecdotal evidence, as you said, with regards to issues that have arisen. Stephen, if I could bring you in there and just perhaps start where Ashley did with the pedestrianisation. There's been suggestions that, unfortunately, due to access on the high street, full pedestrianisation was not going to be possible, which is perhaps what a lot of residents perceive could happen if South Gloucestershire Council went along with its proposed plans initially. Do you want to come in and just explain how you thought the pedestrianisation, or you think it could work for the community, please?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, the original paperwork that South Gloss put out made it look like a fantastic arrangement with trees and benches, and actually a small road that runs up through the centre of, which I think they show a runner on when they are on their paperwork. It was always going to be like many pedestrianised high streets, and there are many of them. I was in Stroud on Saturday having a wonderful time at their market. They allow deliveries in at certain times of the day, so often between 6 and 8 or something similar. Now, I walk down that high street every morning, in fact, with my dogs. I come back that way on my first dog walk, and there are people delivering there at 6 in the morning, 6:30 in the morning, and that's how most pedestrianised high streets work. But then they are stopped from coming onto the high street at a certain time, and therefore it is then passed over to the pedestrians and to the leisure industry. And those people are there then, can look in the shops, can stop, can sit and have a cup of coffee. That's when they see what's in the other shop windows. So I think the pedestrianisation of the high street is a real bonus if it is done correctly. And I think that's the key for me. if it's done half-heartedly, I'm not a fan of the bus going up the high street. The original plans didn't have the bus going up the high street. And so some of these problems that Ashley was talking about have been generated by changes that South Gloucester have made, to a certain extent by people saying, oh, you must have the bus go up the high street, you must allow this, you must allow that. South Gloucester have then made some changes to their original plan, which I think have been detrimental to what they actually originally proposed. I accept the fact that Rock Street is busier, but in fact, the whole of Thornbury is busier. You only have to drive out along Morton Way to look at all the houses that are being built and all the new people that are coming in, a much younger demographic. And I'm not sure what benefit being able to drive up the high street would be to the shops if it's just being used as a through road, which is what it sort of was. There's an enormous amount of free car parking in and around Thornbury, more than any other market town I've been to. And I've been quite a lot. I was born in Wells in Somerset. I was brought up in Clevedon. I know market towns well. And those areas where it has become pedestrianised, and like I say, I was happily in Stroud on Saturday, it's a fantastic shopping environment. You don't see a bus going along the high street in Stroud. You know, it's covered with markets and covered with independent shops, and people going about their business, knowing that they can get there. They don't have to sit in that high street and be covered in bus fumes. They can sit there, they can drink their coffee, they can shop, they can enjoy the environment. You have Monday's playing field just off of that, so it's a great family environment if it's done correctly. I believe that if you did the right thing on Rock Street with bus stops, including a much larger pull-in, there's car parks both sides, they had a real opportunity to make something much more user-friendly and a relatively easy access to the high street, past Lidl and relatively flat. So I think that some of the changes they've made have been to the detriment of their original plan. I'm surprised that the fire service said that it slows them down. I didn't see how that would affect them in such a way. Blue lights can go through the high street if they needed to. Certainly if you didn't put the bus through there, then you'd negate the issues with blue lights being stuck behind buses. But I just think that we're missing a trick here. High streets for the last 10, 20 years have been reducing, have been declining. There's huge amounts of evidence in showing that. Deloitte have done one, the ONS have done one. And we know that most high streets are moving much more towards leisure and families. And that's where I think we could make this high street a fantastic centre to our market town. You know, we love the town. It's a wonderful place to be. And I think we're missing a trick. I think that by harping back to the way it used to be, they've had their hands tied a little bit by, you know, I see lots of messages saying, oh, the ramp's in the wrong place, or the this isn't there, or I can't get from here to there. That's mainly because everything is temporary at the moment. A lot of it's been put on hold while this debate goes on. And I think we've got to give them a chance to put it right. They've got a huge sum of money to do this. They've got opportunities to make the infrastructure really good. Yes, we need to make sure that there are places for blue badges to stop, but there are opportunities at the top of St. Mary Street and the car parks there, at the bottom where the chip shop is, there's opportunities there, all of which are in very easy reach of the high street. Not necessarily saying they have to go into the high street to do that. You know, if they want to do that, that's fine. There may be opportunities to do it, but I think you could do a much better arrangement around those people. And you can't really design a high street around one group of people. You have to design it about what is going to be the new demographic of Thornbury, which is a much younger demographic. If you go out onto those estates, probably a lot of them don't even know that there's really a high street. They don't go there, especially those new co-ops been opened. And I think we could make it a real hub, bring those people into Thornbury. That will bring the independent shops in, you know, those destination shops, those people sat having their coffee, because we are a cafe culture. And then spend money with them. I think that's the point. I think we're trying to deal with the symptom, not the cause. The cause here is that the high street is, all high streets are declining, and the ones that have been most successful are those who've bitten the bullet and made themselves a destination shop for leisure and pleasure. And you only have to read Deloitte's review of the high street, or the Pedestrian Pound, which tells you how successful these have been. I've spoken to most of the leisure-based shops and pubs in the High Street, not to question them, but just gone in for a drink, ask them how it's going. They are generally doing very well. You know, I went to go and book the Thai Basil. I couldn't get in for a month. So I'd be interested to know the anecdotal evidence about the huge drops that we're talking about, simply because that the ONS are saying that that isn't the case. The ONS reports over COVID, et cetera, were between 5 and 10%, and most of that's been recovered, including on those high streets open and closed. So I'm quite interested to see where that bit of information comes from. And I think you've got to make your shop somewhere you, people want to go. They want to be a destination shop. And you were talking about the famous shop that's in the Thornbury High Street. We know which one that is. That's absolutely fine. But it's not somewhere that I would shop. I don't particularly enjoy the shopping experience. It's a bit too crowded for me. I can't browse. It's a little bitty. And for that particular sort of shopping, I go to Stroud Market, where I can wander around. It's much more open. So sometimes it's not about this has changed because I haven't changed. It's changed because I haven't changed. You know, things change. We really, really need to make sure that we're going with this and not sitting on our hands and saying, oh, look, the high street's dying, but it's not the same as it was 50 years ago when my grandmother walked down it. I think we've got to be really careful we don't miss a trick here.
Okay, thank you, Stephen. I'll come back to you, Ashley, if I could. You mentioned a figure of a percentage drop there. Stephen asked sort of where that evidence came from. Can you explain how that was reached, that figure?
We have a shopkeeper on the Tadra committee, and he's spoken personally to shopkeepers and the Chamber of Commerce. Everyone has said the same figure. The shopkeeper I mentioned on Wednesday to the council said the same figure. The problem is you have to compare like to like. So you have to compare Thornbury with a similar street. The ONS, I know, has said it's given you figures, but unless you're comparing the same thing, if you're comparing a street where now if you come off the main road, you have to drive around in a circle past a Tesco building site and round a number of corners to actually reach the high street. You have to compare it like that. That's why people aren't shopping. A, it's hard to find the high street now because of the diversion. Disabled and elderly people often can't make it to the shops from the car parks. I know there are car parks, but we have first-hand evidence from people that they don't shop here anymore. Because, for example, if you drive up to drop somebody at Boots, you can't wait for them. So you have to drive off, let the person go into Boots, and then they have to come back out, and you have to only pick them up once they're there. You're not allowed to wait for somebody, even if they're going for a shop for 30 seconds. So you have to drive off, round the traffic, round the loop. Pedestrianisation is okay in theory, but if you're blocking the high street during certain times, a lot of shops have deliveries that are part of a route. So the delivery might be the fourth, fifth, sixth of the day. So if you're blocking it to a certain time, you won't be able to get any deliveries or deliveries from those companies. Most of the staff in the smaller shops are there from 9 to 5. And shops have told us if you want limited shopping hours, they will have to employ more staff because they'll need staff to be there either early or late. So not only will the shops have to employ more people, they might, as I say, lose the trade routes, but you'll also be stopping residents who live on the high street entering to access their properties or leave their properties during the day as they can now.
Okay, thank you. We'll take a break there because there's a couple of other areas I'd like to cover with you both. One is your views on the handling of the situation by South Gloucestershire Council after a recent town council letter dated the 14th of April was published. And also we'd like to talk further, of course, about the parish poll that is coming up this Thursday, the 26th of May.